together for goods of that love God to them who are the call according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yeah, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for our sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep. Yea, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, shall he not with him also freely give us all things? For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Behind heavens all alone and come down, touch on the mountains and they shall smoke.
Cast on the lightning and scatter them, shoot out thine arrows and consume them. Send thine hand from above, deliver me, and take me out of the great waters. From the hand of strangers who's known to be vanity, your right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teaches mine hands to fight and my fingers to battle. He is my goodness and my fortress, my tower and my deliverer, my shield, and in him I trust, will subdue his my people under me.
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the heirs, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Good day, America. Welcome, Christian conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQRS TV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns about, I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com, also sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of the radio, you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's two videos at the top of the page. The one on the left side is where we're at. So if you want to check that out, click the play button, blow up whatever device you got, look for the Rumble icon. It'll be on the bottom right-hand corner of that video. If you click that, that'll take you over to the chat on Rumble where we're at. We have some friends over there this afternoon. Good afternoon, guys. Good to see you. While you're there, please subscribe to that channel, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. We're also on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page over there. DLive.tv at the Sons of Liberty. Number of Facebook pages that bear my name that are highly censored. Good afternoon to you guys, as well as our Sons of Liberty media page on Facebook. In fact, if you're looking for that, and you've searched for it or whatever, you can't find it, which that's just the way it is on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/the Sons of Liberty Media. Don't forget the and media on then that, into that, the Sons of Liberty Media. You'll find that on there. Right side of the page is our show from this morning on sonsoflibertymedia.com. So if you want to check that out, you can do so up until 8 o'clock in the morning, at which time we'll be live in that area with nursing nutritionist Kate Shimarani. So don't miss that in the morning as well. Okay, I got a whole bunch of stuff. This isn't normally like me to have just a whole bunch of just stuff, but it does happen on occasion. And there's several things that are going on. I was gonna start off with this one. A friend sent me a short report here from Greg Reese. I am gonna play it, but I'm going to wait till we get into the other stuff that we talked about in the morning show several mornings ago. And I want to bring that to you guys in the afternoon. And this is, again, concerning some of the stuff that's, you know, it's kind of out there, but you start finding people who've got a little bit more pieces to certain things. And I've reached out at least to a friend who lives in or is from Romania. I wanted to kind of pursue some of that stuff concerning Erica Kirk and the Romanian Angels and stuff like that.
And he didn't have anybody that could specifically do that. But there is another young lady who did come across a little bit more information. So at least one of the reports I'd come across, which was a local report in Romania. And then you start seeing all of the signs that are there as to what's going on. But first, I want to hit this. We had a report by Matt Agrist on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It was called "The Largest Protest in American History Made No Difference at All." And he's talking about this No Kings rally and stuff. You know, and people have, if they want to protest, that's fine. They can do those things as long as they're not, infringing on somebody else's rights. They're not harming somebody else. And what they're doing, there shouldn't be a need for any kind of other problem here, okay? But those things are going on. And then what did we see? Well, we had, because they're talking about no kings and you know, trolling, we had the, they say he's the adult in the room, but it's more like the five-year-old. And we saw stuff like, stuff like this right here, where Donald Trump would, use AI to put himself with a crown on in his jet and dropping poop bombs on the crowd. Now, I know a lot of people thought it was just funny. I mean, I guess but this is coming from the president of the United States. This is not coming from, some teenager out there. This is coming from Donald. This is coming from the president of the United States. And some people say, oh, well, they get to taste their own medicine. Well, is that really what we're supposed to be doing here and all? Yeah, I don't think that's what we're supposed to be doing. To further push what's going on here, we had this write-up today. The courts have sided with Trump permitting troops in Portland. Okay? This was the report. A federal appeals court has sided with Donald Trump permitting troops or a standing army. Now, if you know anything about the guys who framed the Constitution, they believed a standing army was the greatest threat to liberty. Now, I would say the standing army and a central bank together are the things that are the biggest threat, okay? But this is what they've said. The federal court has sided with Donald Trump, permitting troops or a standing army in Portland, Oregon, a 2-1 Ninth Circuit decision. So two people made this decision that I'm gonna show you it's unconstitutional, okay? And you can say, well, Tim, you do a better job. It's not about whether you do a job or not. It's about whether you're doing what you were elected to do. And when you put your hand up and you took your little oath that you're, I'm going to tell you, Jesus says, don't do that stuff. Now you're bound to it. When you take your oath to do that, you've got to do that. You've got to do what you said you would do. And who has the authority to call up the troops in the service of the United States? It's not the president, it's Congress. And I'm going to show you what they've done here to flip that on its head and pretty much make him a king when it comes to war, when it comes to the use of troops. Okay? It says the case centers on whether Trump overstepped his authority by federalizing state National Guard troops without clear evidence of an emergency. He claims of Portland being war-ravaged by Antifa's domestic terrorists were dismissed by Oregon officials, but granted great deference by the court's majority. Similar battles over state sovereignty are unfolding in other cities too, such as Chicago, where the Seventh Circuit blocked Trump's National Guard deployment, potentially reshaping federal... See, you've got these courts even at odds with each other. If you just read the Constitution, it would tell you, you can't do this unless Congress actually calls them up in the service. Now, what Congress did was they undermined the Constitution and they wanted to say, oh, we've delegated, our authority to the president to do this. You don't have authority to delegate it to anybody. It's your job to perform. We're going to cut this and then jump over here to some of this Erica Kirk stuff in just a minute. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Bradley is away for today. He'll be back in tomorrow, 2 o'clock. in the afternoon. Don't miss that. Be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, Bradley is, he's not off today. He's doing some things, but he asked me if I'd fill in for him today. So he will be back tomorrow, Lord willing, Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Central. I have to keep up all these different times and everything. He will be back with you, Lord willing, tomorrow, though. Okay, so let's go to this right quick, and then we'll spend the rest of the show on some of this other stuff. But this one is really concerning to me because you've got one court saying, no, you can't do it. You got another court saying, oh, yeah, you can do it. And it's two people making this decision. I want you to catch that. It's two people making this decision. They're supposed to go to the law, which is the Constitution. For them, that's what it says. It's for them, it's not for us. And if they went there, what would they see? Well, the use of military, you would think, would be for war, right? Now, in this case, he's saying, oh, it's war torn and this, that, and the other, and they, you know, they got to drum it up. And I'm sure there's some problems there. I'm sure there probably are. But there's people who take care of that under our Constitution. Guess who that is? It's the real law enforcers called the militia. Now, let me take you over into Article 1 of our Constitution. And this is what we're going to read. Now, these are the duties of Congress, not the president. They're the duties of Congress, okay? So listen to what they're to do. Among the duties that Congress has is to declare war, to grant letters of marque and reprisal. By the way, those were used by Thomas Jefferson. He got letters of marque and reprisal from Congress to engage the Islamists in the Barbary Wars. And that way, they didn't have to use the military per se. They used private warships. Yeah, I know that would really offend a lot of people today, wouldn't it? If you or I had a private warship, a battleship, an aircraft carrier, oh my goodness, God forbid that we have a tank or that we have an F-16. Not that any of us can really afford that, but you get my point. They would have a oh, what will these people do? They will take the law into their own hands. Wait a minute. We're going to read a little further. We are supposed to be the law, the enforcers of law. Okay, so he says to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. Then they are to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years. In other words, if you have an army that you're going to fight, you can allocate money for that to be used for 2 years, and after that, you have to reevaluate that. You should be done with the war, but we see how our wars are. They just drag on, and we don't win anything. In fact, when we leave, in most cases, it looks like it pretty much stays the same way. It's just a lot of people died in the process. So he says that. Then the Constitution says to provide and maintain a navy, to make rules for the government and regulation of the land and naval forces. So all of this is what Congress is to do, not the president. And then it says to provide for calling forth, keep that in mind, keep that little phrase, calling forth the militia, that's unlisted men, that's not listed men, that's not the National Guard, that is not the reserves, okay? This is us fellows out here who listen to me, able-bodied men, okay? Provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws, that's law executors or law enforcers of the Union. Suppress insurrections and repel invasions, to provide for organizing army and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed by the in the service of the United States, reserving to the states respectively the appointment of the officers and the authority of training the militia according to the discipline prescribed by Congress. So you can see right here in the Constitution who brings up the troops, who calls forth law enforcers. Who does that? Is that the president or is that Congress? Yep, it's Congress. Now, Congress has not been doing their job. Let me show you something here. This is from Article 2. Now, this has to do with the president's duty. I'm just showing you what's written, okay? This is his duty. This is what he swore to do. The president shall be Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia of the several states when. Notice that. He shall be when. When what? These Army, Navy, the militia, when they're called into the actual service of the United States. So this idea that we just elect a Commander-in-Chief when none of these military or the militia have been called up in the service of the United States, that's not what we're doing. We're electing a president, and should we need to do that, then Congress is to call them up. They're to declare war or issue the where they're supposed to go, the letters of marque and reprisal if they're going to use private individuals, warships, stuff like this. All of that happens through Congress. But I want to show you something. This is from the U.S. Senate. This is from the website for the United States Senate. Notice what it says here. They show all these different wars that, you know, we've been engaged in since 1812. That's the first one they have there with Great Britain. This is what they say. Now, pay attention to how they just blow off what we just read. The Constitution grants Congress the sole power to declare war. Congress has declared war on 11 occasions, including its first declaration of war, with Great Britain in 1812. Congress approved its last formal declaration of war during World War II. Since that time, it has agreed to resolutions and authorizing the use of military force and continues to shape U.S. military policy through appropriations and oversight. So they're no longer declaring war, what they're supposed to do, which would then give the hat, if you will, for the president to be the commander-in-chief, to do whatever they've set out, that they've said, okay, we've got an issue here, we've got to use the military, we've got to use the militia, whatever the case may be, we've got to use that there. And by the way, some militia actually stood against James Madison, the father of the Constitution, when he tried to use them to fight a foreign war. Yeah, the states told Madison, you're the guy who wrote all this stuff, right? Yeah, we're not doing this. And the states prevailed over that. Maybe some of our guys that are getting sent on the streets to Portland and Chicago and all that, maybe you should reevaluate what the Constitution says, because you took an oath to that thing too. I didn't take an oath to it. I'm not bound by that, but you are. And what we see in there is being dismantled. It's being thrown away. In fact, this was seen years ago when they put in the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878. It removed the military from regular civil law enforcement. They shouldn't have been there in the first place. Who are the law enforcers? The militia, the unlisted men, you and me. Imagine that. You want justice? You can have it if you actually follow the Constitution. You could. But men aren't standing up, and they aren't getting their officers together, and they aren't getting the training, and they aren't being regulated in that way, making them regular in the states. Instead, they're being demonized, and I've done a whole bunch of shows on these. This is from the Journal of Criminal Justice. The author was R.H. Moore, and this was his abstract of what he laid out here. I just want to give you this, and because we're going to jump to some other stuff after this. Congress, by legislation, has allowed the use of military in cases of domestic violence, protection of federal property, and enforcement of some federal laws and court orders. Who's supposed to do that? Huh? The militia, not the military. The militia. There's a difference. Protection of federal property, enforcement of some federal laws and court orders. The growing drug problem in the United States. Yeah, and who causes that? The same government that's told you that, oh, they're off limits. The CIA is continuing to run drugs back and forth from Central and South America up into our country. And yet we're told by those who are in D.C., oh, we got to stop these drugs. There's too many drugs coming in. There's people that are dying, and, you know, we got to stop these bad drugs. We got to bomb boats and tell you they're full of drug, you know, narco-terrorists and stuff like this, and they've got a lot of drugs. We have to bomb them. Nobody's authorized that, but we've got to do it. And the people go along with it. It's like what we talked about this morning. The people go along with it. They give their approval to it, to these works that are evil. They are lawless. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. And if you tuned in listening for the voice of Bradley Dean, he is away today. He's doing some things, and so I'm filling in for him this afternoon. Let me finish this little piece here, and then we're going to jump to something else. But this is, I mean, this just came out a day or so ago, this ruling. And let me go back to this posse comitatus deal that R.H. Moore had written on. He talked about law enforcement officials to meet the challenge of massive drug inflow led Congress in 1981 to enact legislation providing for military cooperation with civilian law enforcement officials. Although recognizing the posse comitatus restrictions, the law opens the door for extensive use of the military in civilian law enforcement. The military has been slow to respond because it does not wish to become embroiled in civilian law enforcement. They're not supposed to do it. It's right there in the Constitution. The military is used for war. And somebody asked a good question, Michael, on one of our platforms over there, asked the question about proxy wars. Yeah, do you see anything authorized for that? I don't see anything authorized for it. When did the people say, yeah, you can take our money and you can strap us with debt and our children with debt and all this other to fund and give weapons to somebody else when we didn't approve that? It's pretty clear. Pretty clear. They didn't want to become embroiled in civilian law enforcement, and there are questions concerning funding. Further, the military does not want to have its readiness capability impaired by diverting resources towards civilian law enforcement. The Department of Defense has developed directives to provide types of direct and indirect assistance to civilian law enforcement agencies. You know what? That shouldn't be going on either, guys. Again, what was it Trump did earlier this year, wanting to federalize your local police? No. Frankly, the local police are not supposed to be existing. It's supposed to be the men standing up and enforcing the law. They're the real law enforcers. You men out there. You're the real law enforcers. That's what the law even says. Okay? That's why you are here. It's your area, it's your community. You are responsible for it. But men have shirked their duty for the sake of a hireling, an agent of the state who gets a paycheck to do what the men should be doing for nothing. That's just really how it comes down. The Department of Defense has developed directives to provide types of direct and indirect assistance to civilian law enforcement agencies. Currently, the military collects information and uses military equipment in tracking violators of the drug laws. They won't get the real drug dealers, though, will they? They won't get the pimps who are pimping out the big pharma. No, they give them front and center. They get to come in the Oval Office. They get to shake hands with the president and be in his new ballroom that he's going to be building and all this other stuff. If we determine that maybe you're a narco terrorist and you've got a little boat skinning across the water, well, we're just going to bomb you and kill you. The fact that nobody's calling that out, nobody proves anything. They just take it. Well, this is what they were. And listen, if you'll take it when they're telling you that about people you don't know, what are you going to do when they start using their directed energy weapons on you? Or they start using the drones on you and your neighbors? It's coming. In fact, if you guys remember, this was the big issue about drones in U.S. airspace. What was this, 10 years ago or something? Rand Paul was on the floor of the Senate and he was talking about that. He was talking about the use of drones. What if, you know, a guy's robbing a store and all of a sudden you fly a drone in and it's just going to determine, I'm just going to kill the guy and be done with it. What if it messes up? All this kind of stuff to take into consideration. So this is... you've got this particular court, the Ninth Circuit. Two judges have determined, yeah, Trump can just take the troops right in there as a military presence there on the streets. And I'm going to tell you, it is to get people. It's always to get people ready for it. You keep them out there, you keep them on the streets, and then the people get used to it. They get used to that presence. It's shocking at first, but the longer they're there, it becomes normalized. But it's not constitutional. It's not constitutional. All right. A couple of things. By the way, this was, I'm going to hold off on that one. When I was looking at some of the stuff for Erica Kirk, and like I said, I've been kind of trying to get some people in Romania. I got the one guy, his name is Charlie, he's from Oracle Films. And Charlie had sent me a video. He said, I don't have anybody who has any contacts with any of that. I've talked with people and this, that, and the other, but I don't have any. But he did send me a video. I'm going to play that for you in a second. And I've said this on the morning show. Whatever you believe about the Charlie Kirk event, that's what I'm going to call it. Okay? If you believe he was really killed, if you don't believe he was really killed, the one thing we should be able to agree on, and sadly, this isn't even agreed on among people who claim to be, awake and paying attention and all this other, is that the government, let me change that. The people who serve the government, they're supposed to serve the people, but they're not. They're serving themselves. They come up and they're giving us the most ridiculous story. And I think it's purposeful. It's almost like they're throwing in our face that we can lie to you, we can call you names, we can gaslight you, and you're not going to do anything. And that's what's going on. That's what's going on. This was the latest that, I've told people, I said, as soon as the FBI said, the man was shot with a 30-06. I said, they were lying. They were just lying. There's no way. In fact, when I first saw it, my gut was, this is another fake thing like the Trump thing up in Pennsylvania last year. That was my gut. I watched it and I said, wow, that looked like a serious impact. That's, you know, the shirt moving, all the stuff. I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. And I saw the blood. I saw all the stuff that everybody else saw. And then I heard it was a 30-06. And I'm like, nope, that's not what it was. And then I heard that was official. That was the FBI saying that. And I'm like, well, if you're going to lie about the single most important piece of information, evidence that you would have, the bullet, what else are you going to lie about throughout? And the more you look at videos, the more you watch the responses of the men there. By the way, if we get time, and I'll probably do this, it'll probably be, we'll probably go over just a couple of minutes just for me to get it in. Somebody was kind enough to send me a video on Mormonism and Zionism. And near the end, we're told that Charlie Kirk, half of his security team were Mormon. I know a lot of people thought they were Israeli and this, that, and the other. And he did have, if I'm not mistaken, he did have a security team before that was Israeli. But that was a couple of years ago, I think, if I looked that up correctly, if I remember right, that he had done that. But this is old Cash Patel, okay? And he fits right in the seat there at FBI. Same MO as the FBI during JFK and the rest of the stuff. This is Cash Patel. And for those of you who are like Bradley and I, and many of you out there who examine this and say, wait a minute, stuff is just not adding up. The responses of the people at TP, nobody looks like they're broken over this guy that gave them all their jobs and gave them their wealth there and gave them their reach. And he, you know, they met with him every day. None of them seem really busted up about that, including his wife. It all looks like an act. And so because people have questions, then they go, the 30-06 wouldn't do this. You can go see all kinds of videos. And I had somebody try to tell me, well, you got to think of the grain of the bullet and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, look, you shoot somebody with that, it's going to make a mess. Not what you saw there. It's going to make a mess. They're not probably going to have no head. That's how messy that's going to be. So if you think like that, well, Cash Patel, the FBI director who told you that Epstein killed himself, and he knows because he's been in the prison and he's been, and he knows all this hidden stuff and hidden evidence and all this stuff that you don't know because you're just the children. And he's part of Big Brother now. The guy who was out there pushing for the release of the Epstein files and talking about conspiracies is now attacking those who theorize that there's a real conspiracy that's gone on. And you know, if he's lying about the bullet, there's a conspiracy. Why? Because he didn't go find a bullet. Somebody else allegedly found it, right? That's two people. Two people conspire to tell you, don't believe what your eyes see, just believe what we tell you. And that Charlie is a man of steel. His neck stopped that bullet. It's incredible. Nobody was killed. Charlie saved lives, right? That's what we're told. If you think anything along those lines, if you're questioning the narrative, this is what Cash Patel has to say about, for you.
That's what we do to shut down a faulty prosecution. That's what we do to shut down a system of justice that wants to be exploited by these same anarchists. And that's what they're doing.
Wow. So there you go. We're anarchists, guys. Me, retired Green Beret, served the nation, 10 years in Army Special Forces, went and fought the wars. I'm an anarchist because your story about a 30-06 not blowing Charlie Kirk's head off doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. So he can say what he wants, but he's playing the same thing that we've seen before. Now, when we come back, I want to look at some history on this and this targeting of people and calling names. And I want you to see what an anarchist really is. Other side of the break, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hold on.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
BBSradio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Welcome back to the final segment here, Sons of Liberty Radio. And, okay, so you heard from Kash Patel. He says, you know, these people who are these conspiracy theorists and all this stuff, and they're putting this stuff out on YouTube or wherever, and they're questioning us. They're questioning what we're doing. They're questioning what we're telling the people. They're questioning the evidence that we provide and this, that, and the other. You're anarchists. Now, watch this definition. This is from Webster's 1828. Anarchist, one who excites revolt or promotes disorder in a state. Let me say that again. One who excites revolt or promotes disorder in a state. Now, I want to ask you a question. Have you heard Bradley or I excite people to revolt? No. Have you heard us promote disorder in a state? No, that's what we actually have. So what you have going on here is Kash Patel is telling you who he and those who put him into power, he's projecting on the people what they are doing. You get that? They're the ones exciting people to revolt. They're the ones who are promoting disorder in a state. Why would the president get up and say some of the things he says to incite people? It's just as bad as the stuff he complains about other people inciting others when they're, sometimes you get the provocateurs in their protests. It's the same thing. Who's promoting disorder there? Is that the people asking questions that say, you don't make any sense by telling us the stuff you're telling us? No, it's not them. But this is an old trick. It was picked up by the CIA. They used the term conspiracy theorist. This was from our friend Corey Lynn. She provided a document that showed us this. In 1976, the New York Times obtained a document that requested via the Freedom of Information Act. This document was a CIA dispatch labeled PSYCH for Psychological Operations that was distributed in 1967, indicating they coined the phrase conspiracy theory and conspiracy theorists to attack anyone who challenged the official narrative from the Warren Commission. That was the guys who investigated the JFK assassination. It also has a CS indicated on it, which stands for Clandestine Services Unit. She wrote that these labels have continued ever since they coined the phrase in the 1960s with the intention of stifling any truths from getting out. Pay close attention to those using the labels and the information they're referring to. This will be your first clue that truth lies within and they are trying to deflect from it. You notice conspiracy theorists and conspiracy theories continue to come out. I played this one guy the other day and I didn't have it up, but actually it makes a good point here. Let me go over here and grab this guy real quick. He is from CBS. I think he's from CBS News. I think. I don't know what his name is. I don't follow all those guys, so I don't know. But he was speaking on this issue over conspiracy theories. And those of you who listen in on the morning show, you'll get this. But if you haven't heard this, I want you to pay attention for the words he talks about with Kash Patel and Dan Bongino. He says, it's different when you're in the rafters and now you go to the stage. And he says this multiple times. Take a listen to what this guy has to say.
It's difficult to disprove a conspiracy theory sometimes. And we're seeing so much of that right now. We're seeing the kickback. And the FBI director, Kash Patel, the deputy director, Dan Bongino, have talked so much in the past about the Epstein file. The names on the Epstein list, that they're going to get some jeering. And they have over the past 48 hours over the release of the video that the FBI put out of the Epstein cell area.
Which was a nothing.
The fact that the FBI says there is no substantive evidence that there's a list of powerful people who are in the Epstein files. The conspiracy theory, it's only been fueled despite the release of that video and the release of that FBI statement, but it's more difficult to be on the stage when the people in the rafters are engaging in conspiracy theory.
It's difficult to be on the stage. Now, why is he using this term? And he's going to use it several times, and he's talking about stage to the rafters. You're in the rafters, you're in the peanut gallery, you're the troublemakers, you're the one hooping and hollering. But when you get on the stage, you have to play the part. That's, in essence, what he's saying, okay?
And there's Elon Musk's tweet, refueling that Jeffrey Epstein theory. Same is true about the pipe bomber on Capitol Hill, January 5, 2021. It's been 4.5 years plus, and they still have not caught whoever deposited those potentially deadly, dangerous pipe bombs on Capitol Hill ahead of the Capitol riot. The conspiracy theories continue, and every time we post these images, we hear some of those conspiracy theories. But for Dan Bongino, who's talked about his theories on the pipe bomber in the past, he's moved from the rafters to the stage now.
Ooh, he said it again.
Despite some early statements about this case being a priority, half a year into their new tenure, there is no arrest. There is no announcement. It is more difficult to be on the stage. This week, we've seen the conspiracy theories won't stop from the rafters.
Okay, so see, he says it. He said it three times in a minute and a half. And I think it's a way of putting it in the people's face of saying, you know we're lying, but you're not going to do anything about it. And we're just going to keep lying to you. And we're going to keep abusing you. We're going to keep violating the law. We're going to keep lying to you. Because your guys are now on the stage. And they're playing along with us. they're playing along with us. Let me go back here just real quickly. This is the document I was quoting from. This is the CIA dispatch. I'll have all of this in the archive if you guys want to check it out. Some of you have seen it, some may not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This will be later on this afternoon. But this is that CIA dispatch that was talking about using the term conspiracy theory. We've seen this with people like, Trotsky, and using the term racist to shut somebody up, to shut down any kind of debate, any kind of investigation, any kind of questioning. That's what they had. All right, so real quickly, I'm going to play this. Now, we're going to run over just a little bit, but this is the guy that I reached out to. He's the one who sent me this. So I'm going to have to stop this at the end of the show. We'll carry it over. If you're listening by way of the radio, you want to hear the rest of this this video and the other one that I've got to play. They're short ones, but the information is pretty important in them. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or jump on with us at Sons of Liberty Radio Live on before it's new, or excuse me, before it's news, on Rumble, and we'll pick this up. This young lady gives a little more evidence, a little more insight into the stuff that was going on in Romania. And keep in mind, Erica Kirk was there as a young girl. I think she was 17. She was sent there. She was working with the military. She specifically mentions a colonel in the army there who was allegedly under investigation for bringing minors on the base to be used at the soldiers' pleasures. And that is documented in the reports there. And the U.S. basically told Romania, hey, we'll handle it. It's an in-house thing. And you know what happens when you get people investigating themselves. They usually don't find anything to investigate or charge, right? There's nothing going on here. There's nothing to see. Yeah, we know minors came in here and everything. We know this guy was orchestrating. There's nothing to see here. So she's going to lay out some of this. I'll pause it when we cut to the end of the radio show, and then we'll pick it up on the other side. Here it is. Somewhere it's here.
Hey, what's up? I did a deep dive last night into Erica Kirk, or Erica Franci's, Romanian Angels organization, which was an organization that was linked with the U.S. military and accused of trafficking underage girls in Romania. Now, since this issue started going viral, pop-ups like this, which I have never seen before in my entire life, have started showing up on Google. So utilizing Google to try and find this information is probably not going to deem fruitful. The main sources we're going to use today, and I will post the articles right here, are G4 Media, Active News, and, excuse me, I'm going to try and pronounce this, Stripant Ruviata, which are all Romanian news organizations, as well as a video posted to the video sharing site Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, that features Erica Kirk talking about this organization directly. Now, that Vimeo video is about 3 minutes long. So for the sake of time, I'm not going to play it, but I do encourage you to go look it up while it is still available, because it's posted on her personal Vimeo page at Erica France V. It's titled Romanian Angels. So just to go over timelines here, in 2012, Erica Kirk, then Erica France V, competed in the 2012.
Okay. All right. We'll pick this up on the other side. So join us over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Rumble, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. And then in the morning, I'll be back with you, Lord willing, 8 a.m. with Kate Shimarani. Don't miss it. Catch us then. Okay, want to welcome everybody coming over from the radio. Let me turn this music off so it doesn't hinder us here, and we're going to get right back to this video.
Miss USA pageant as Miss Arizona, started working for Donald Trump, and then immediately after that went to Romania and posted this following video on her Vimeo page 12 years ago. Okay, so this video was posted 12 years ago on her personal page, and most of the video is just clips of her giving gifts to orphans. However, I want to pay attention to this thank you message at the end that thanks Colonel Busher, because his name is going to come up again. Essentially, Romanian Angels was an organization that connected Romanian orphans to members of the U.S. military and under the guise of giving them gifts. The person and the organization that she thanks at the end of that video, Colonel Busher and Associa United Hands Romania, have proven ties to child trafficking at multiple different points of their time in Romania. According to ctnews.ro, Associa United Hands Romania had close ties with the U.S. military at the Black Sea Rotational Force 17.1 and at the Mihal Cogalcenu military base. Now, forgive me for these pronunciations. I don't speak Romanian. In this article from January of 2020 from activenews.ro, I translated it, so let me just read it to you. It says, a former translator from the American base in Cogalcenu accuses a real brothel operated here where minors were brought in. The woman filed a criminal complaint with DICOT, D-I-I-C-O-T, requesting that the Cogalcenu file be connected to the Carasal Develselu file. DICOT is the branch of the Romanian government that investigates organized crime. Now, for background, the Carasal Develselu file was a criminal case in which a 18-year-old girl and a 15-year-old girl, Luisa and Alexandra, respectively, disappeared under alarming circumstances, shockingly close to a U.S. military base in Romania. And when they caught the person that they accused of kidnapping both girls, the locals had said that that man had close ties with the U.S. military base in Romania. Now, backing it up to Colonel Busher of the U.S. Army, Erica's bestie, okay? I'm going to go back to that article from January 2020. The Carasal case in the summer of 2019 brought the Develselu base to the forefront. That's the military base. With voices linking the disappearances of the two girls to human trafficking networks and the military unit hosting American troops. The translator cited at the beginning of this article is named Anna Maria Nusinu, who claims that a real brothel operated in this military unit and on this military base, where underage girls were brought here to satisfy the desires of some soldiers. Nusinu notified the prosecutor's office about this brothel on the premises of the military base, and although there was an extensive investigation carried out by the American and Romanian authorities, an agreement signed in 2001 between the two countries was invoked. In that agreement, Romania ceded the right of investigation to the U.S. military. Anytime there were crimes committed on a U.S. military base in Romania, those crimes could not be investigated by Romanian authorities. They were then investigated internally by the U.S. military. The article then says, among those who would have benefited from the services of the young girls brought to the Cogalcenu base would have been the commander of the Black Sea Area Support Team, Colonel Otto Busher, helped by his right-hand senior adjunct platoon leader, Lloyd Sparks. So, the very person that Erica was thanking at the end of that Vimeo video that I showed you is then implemented in child sex trafficking crimes. The article goes on to say, the document contains absolutely incredible information and details, which the author of the complaint, Anna Maria Nusinu, argues with concrete evidence in which under normal conditions would have led to convictions and long prison terms. However, since we are talking about military interests, the U.S. and NATO, these are forces that always try to put these matters on the back burner whenever such scandals explode in the public space, the journalist writes. The case was effectively buried when the Americans invoked this agreement that they had with Romania that essentially prohibits Romanian authorities from investigating these crimes and hands over all investigative authority to the United States military. Here is another article from activenews.ro that provides further proof that Colonel Otto Busher, the person that Erica thanked for helping her with the orphans, was directly involved in these trafficking crimes. In that article, there are translations of his messages where he is negotiating prices for underage girls. So at the very least, the person she was running that organization with, the U.S. military officer that was helping her do these things, has at multiple points been implicated in trafficking Romanian minors to U.S. military bases. And at the very least, we deserve some kind of explanation as to why she left Romania, why the organization just stopped operating, and why all of this information regarding that man, her connections to him, and what Romanian Angels did while in Romania, while on that U.S. military base, has been essentially scrubbed from Google. And even if we are to assume that maybe she found out about everything and left, why wouldn't you speak up? Why wouldn't you use the power that you now hold to hold the U.S. military accountable and talk about the horrific experience that you had being associated with child traffickers in Romania? That's weird to me. And why is it that everyone who has some sort of working relationship with President Trump has ties and accusations regarding this topic? This is not a normal thing.
It's not a normal
thing. I have
thing.
Lived a very colorful life. Never in my life have I landed myself in a situation where there were even accusations, even a rumor of me being affiliated with underage child trafficking. Everything about it is fishy. So thank you for coming on this ride with me. We have now reached an 8-minute mark. I think that is ample time.
Okay. So you get it. And what I did was I went back, I had them all pulled up and I thought I had saved them, but apparently I didn't. I went in and pulled up all of these local Romanian papers. There were like two or three that she mentioned, and I had them pulled up and I pulled the story up, and sure enough, that's what's going on. So when you see Erica, 17, doing this stuff, then joins in with the Trump beauty pageants, right? Oh, there's a link there too. Let me give you this. This I found the other day. And you guys remember this chick, Lindsay Halligan? She's the lady that's been appointed as the new Virginia U.S. attorney. You know, she's the one that they're trying to make out. Maybe Trump's got a little something going on with her, because now the White House spokeslady has kind of been put to the back burner. But this lady's sitting on the couch next to him, making eyes, showing off herself and all this other. Well, we come to find out this. Her and Erica have a connection too, to Trump. And it's not what you see on the outside. Lindsay and Erica attended Regis University at the same time. And they were both on the basketball team there. Do you find this very interesting, like what this girl's saying? You have all these allegations around all these people that you're around. That's not normal. It's just not normal. They also both competed in the Miss Colorado USA pageant at the same time. In 2010, Lindsay was the third runner-up and Erica was the fourth runner-up. Erica later won the Miss USA or the Miss Arizona USA pageant in 2012 and represented the state at the Miss USA pageant in competition that was owned by Donald Trump. Photos have been going viral about all this kind of stuff, but there is a link there. Here, they went to school together. They played on the basketball team together. They did the USA pageants together that were under Trump. So you have this connection with these ladies that most people would have never thought a thing about. They would have never thought, why would these people be connected? But they are. So we see all these different things. Then we have this little deal. We have, and again, this was some of the images that I was showing the other day. This is from the Romanian Angels. Many of you have seen some of these. Now, these guys right here are angel, they're Andrew Tate's angels in Bucharest here. Remember, he was popped and he was being charged. What was he being charged with? I think he was charged with rape. I could be wrong about that. He was being charged for that and trafficking. And who got him out of that in Romania? Who got him out of that? It was Donald Trump. And who was waiting on the Tates? It was Roger Stone. And we had Shannon Joy on to talk about that, because a lot of people weren't talking. I didn't even know everything that was going on. I knew the guys were just, you know, behaving badly is to put it lightly. I knew they were bad actors. They weren't guys that you needed to associate yourself with, but there they were. Then we had all these pictures. This one was kind of interesting because Melania looks like she's doing an MK Ultra thing here. And by the way, you know, she, everything about her and Donald Trump's meeting at Ghislaine Maxwell's club, it smacks of her being trafficked, if you ask me. And maybe this is why people are asking about her, the legitimacy of her immigration, her naturalization, because of how she got to meet Donald Trump and everything that was going on with that. Anyway, you see some of these things. So these were some of the different nonprofits and such that Erica had been involved in. Again, keep in mind, she was a young lady. She was a multimillionaire several times over before she even met Charlie Kirk. This, if you didn't know it, was the cross of Malta that she would wear. These things are tied back with Jesuits and the rest. So if you're saying, well, she's not in this, she's a good Christian mother in this. You know, again, the first thing I asked about all of this was I was asking, why isn't she with her children? She's got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. You know, I have to go on and be on TPUSA and smiling like nothing's happening and, you know, all this kind of stuff, forget my wedding date and all that, you know, all this kind of stuff. Anyway, so we find this little part out, okay? This one was kind of interesting because it was right in front of us all the time. It's kind of like several of these videos. You watch them and you're focused on one thing and you're missing like 3 or 4 other things that's going on in the background. This is what they call the sign of Saturn, okay? Now, you guys remember when Erica goes in, which no woman would have ever done, and she's laid over a coffin with what looks like mannequin hands there, and she's rubbing them and kissing them. Oh, I love you. I love you. And she's got her rings on. By the way, just so you know, people know, I thought there was a Freemasonry ring there too, but it's a G and an M. I think that's supposed to be for their children's name, GG, and I forget what the other one was. So I want to make the correction for me on that. But on her hand is something that looks just like this, like a brand. Let me show you. This is her. Remember her holding this little coin or whatever it is with the eagle and the American flag on it next to the coffin? Look at her hand. See that little brand there? And it is some sort of a brand. It's not like, you know, if you get burnt on the hand, it's kind of like it leaves a spot like that, but it's not in any kind of real shape unless the shape is what you got there, obviously. But she's got this, and you can see the sort of horseshoe, and then there's something off of the top, just off of center, okay? This is another one. That one's even clearer. She's holding the baby, okay, right here on the hand. And then you see it again right here. So this is not like a Photoshop thing where somebody just kind of stuck something in there so you can figure it out and all the other. And then we add all of this, all of these ties. Here they are. They're supposed to be married, her and Charlie. Their top donor is Robert Shulman. He funds a lot of quote-unquote journalists, okay? Then you have them tied to all these people. You go, how are they tied down here all the way to the NXIVM sex cult? Remember that? That was the one that the chick from, she was an actress in some TV series or whatever. She was popped in there because she was bringing young ladies into this sex cult. And when they would bring them in there, what would they do? They would brand them. They would brand those girls. And all of this goes right back. You see the circle of crime here. You've got Donald Trump. You've got Benjamin Netanyahu. You've got Les Wexner, Sheldon Adelson, Howard Lutnick, and it all goes down to Jeffrey Epstein. So I can tell you that when Bradley and I talked about some of these things and seeing it, I'm not saying it is, I'm saying it looks like Erica Kirk was probably doing something very similar to Ghislaine Maxwell. In fact, her webpage still has that she is a casting director and an actress. That's what it still has. Keep that in mind, that she was working up there in New York, right there close to Trump. She was in his beauty pageants. She's tied here with these guys with child trafficking. And she doesn't say anything. And some people are scared to question it because they go, well, she says she's a Christian. She says Jesus, and she's trying to get people to read their Bibles and this, that, and the other. And you just go, okay, did we forget that there will be people on that day, Jesus said, who will say to me, Lord, Lord, but he's going to look at them and say, I never knew you. You practice lawlessness. You practice lawlessness. Did we forget that? And look, I understand it. Nobody wants to come out after what they thought was a horrific assassination and start questioning the wife about it. Nobody wants to do that. That's not a natural thing. I certainly didn't want to do it. But when you just see the disingenuousness, and it's not just her, it's all the guys at TPUSA, they just act like Charlie's behind the camera over there. And so they're not, I mean, that's what they act like. There's no brokenness. There's no moments where they're just caught, where they're speechless, or they're just let out that kind of, when you're really cut to the heart, you're really hurt, and you kind of let out a wail. You don't see any of that. None of that's there. Well, we'll tell them maybe they're just strong Christians. Maybe. I've known a lot of strong Christians that you saw it in their life. And when someone close to them, especially a spouse, died, they still were broken over that. That was the person they spent 40, 50, 60, 70 years with. They had children with them. They live with, and they're broken. Now, they have hope that they're going to see them. Don't get me wrong. Their brokenness is not like the brokenness of the world. Their sorrow is not like the world. Paul tells us that our sorrow is not like that, because we have hope, right? Why? Because of what Christ has done. Because what he has promised. And our hope is in that. But it doesn't just take away human emotion. It doesn't take away the pain that people feel when someone leaves this life that they're close to. Those things ought to be. But I guess maybe we're just anarchists for even questioning some of that kind of stuff. Now, you may say, what is the deal with this Saturn thing? What's the big deal about that? Well, I'm bringing it in that there's this branding that's going on. And there was this about the archetype of Saturn. And I shared this because some people were going, okay, what's the big deal here? Well, this comes from Jasmina Brozovic Astrology. Okay, I'm not going to teach you astrology. I'm just telling you what they say Saturn is. Okay, so I'm going to bring this up so that you see it. Saturn was the Roman god of time, agriculture, wealth, and periodic renewal. His symbol, the glyph, in astrology portrays the cross of matter and the crescent moon of soul, representing materialization of the intangible. This archetype is connected to the physical experience of human life. It creates structure, tangibility, and form where there is none, serving as a bridge between the ethereal and human realms. Saturn is also connected to the process of materialization, governing the work, discipline, and commitment it takes to ground a vision into reality. Since Saturn is associated with the physical dimension, he is also connected to time. In fact, he is the Roman version of Kronos, the Greek god of time. Saturn is a reminder that organic matter comes with an expiration date, measuring the quality of our time with our own demise. Many associate Pluto to death and rebirth without realizing that Saturn is also connected to death. It is believed that Saturn's glyph represents the grim reaper's scythe. In ancient alchemy, Saturn was the symbol for lead and linked to negredo, an important phase in the great work in which blackening, decay, and rotting was necessary for transmutation in our spiritual evolution. It is Saturn that governs the timing of our individuation and personal transformations around shadow. This is the symbol that she has on her hand. This is the symbol that she has branded on her hand there. So let me close out with this, because somebody sent me this right before. This is one that it kind of gets thrown in there too because of what gets said at the very end. But you know, somebody sent me, they had pulled up, I think it was like a Google Earth kind of thing or a maps or something like that. And they were showing the place where the Charlie Kirk event took place. Okay. And they measured it to the nearest obelisk. Now, you know what an obelisk is, right? It's that big, tall, pointy thing, kind of like the Washington Memorial. It's, without being graphic, it's the male genitalia of Osiris. Okay, that's what it is. And the picture of the pool is the female version. It's the female genitalia. And you see this not just in Washington. You see it in London. You see it in Rome at the Vatican. You see all that. It's pagan in origin. Okay? But the distance from the Charlie Kirk event, where he was sitting, and the nearest obelisk there in Utah was like 66.6 kilometers. Or 66 kilometers. I forget. It's been some weeks since I've seen this. But I went back and I pulled up the thing and I'm like, sure enough, that's exactly what it is. Do you think that's by chance? See, I'm of the opinion that these people know some dark art magic. That's what they're engaged in. And they're trying to get the people in on it too. They're trying to get the people to accept that and receive it. We're not supposed to be ignorant of the vices of the devil, are we? We're supposed to be aware of those things. And so I hope some of this is helpful in saying we got to slow our roll. We're in a world where everything's coming at us, you know, 100 miles a minute. You can't even focus on one thing before there's 10 other stories that you're surrounded with. I don't like that. I don't know about you. I don't like that. I like to just get away from it. But in any case, this is a report by Greg Reese on the Mormons and Zionism. You go, well, what's the connection here? Well, what do you see going on from the Charlie Kirk event? You're hearing all the people stirring up Israel, okay? Now, this is just me. I'm telling you, it's a theory. But I think they want people angry at Israel to attack Israel. Now, I am against the Israeli government. I think probably a good majority of the Israeli people probably are okay people. They probably don't want any trouble. Even when I was reading the Israeli historian's book, The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, you know, I got the sense that the Jews who were there working alongside their fellow Muslims and Christians and all these other people who were in that area before these Kabbalah Zionist Ashkenazi Jews came in, with the support of the UN and the United States, you know, they pretty much just wanted to be left alone too. They wouldn't even go and help their neighbors. I mean, that's kind of bad, but they wouldn't help their neighbors. They didn't want any trouble. They wanted to get along with everybody. And usually that's the way it is. The people of the countries, for the most part, want to simply live their lives. They're not out to hurt somebody else. They're not out to take somebody else's stuff. It's the governments. It's all those egotistical guys that give themselves over to what they're giving themselves over to. And then they become tyrants. That's what's going on. So this is from Greg Reese. This is a new report that's come out on Mormonism and Zionism. And I think you can see a connection here with what's going on, especially UVU and, you know, what was the thing that Charlie Kirk started off with? He was praising the Mormons. You've got missionaries out there. But what are they preaching? What are those Mormon missionaries preaching? Let me tell you. They are preaching the lie that was given to Eve in the garden. That's what they're preaching. You can be as gods. Now understand something. I am a son of God. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, so are you. You are the seed of Abraham. You are children of Israel. You're children of God. That's what you are by faith. Okay? But we're adopted children. We're adopted. The Bible says that God had the only begotten Son. That was Jesus. He's the only one begotten of the Father. The rest of us are adopted through His blood, right? That's what we are. These people actually believe that God was once a man and he became God, that the fall was a fall upwards. If we hadn't failed, we couldn't have figured out how we would become gods. And that one day you too can become a god and you can have your own planet with many wives and you can have a whole bunch of spirit children. That's what's being taught there in Mormonism. Okay? And this is you can find this stuff. It's fairly easy. And most of the guys won't, they may change a nuance here and there, but that is the gist of where things go. So check this out. This is, again, Greg Reese, quick report, just a couple of minutes. Check this out.
Born in 1805, the story goes that 14-year-old Joseph Smith was visited by God and Jesus Christ, who called upon him to restore the true church in preparation for the end of the world and the second coming of Christ. He later transcribed what became the Book of Mormon. According to this new religion, Jesus and Lucifer are brothers, and their father, God, is a human man with a physical body. This God is one of many gods, and he has multiple human wives.
Now, let me stop you. You see what it says? It said he had a body of flesh and bones, right? What did Jesus say about God? He is a what? Spirit, and those who want to worship him must do so in spirit and truth. But what was Jesus? Well, Jesus was flesh and blood and bone, wasn't he? He was called the express image of the invisible God. He is the image of the invisible God. God's not what these guys are telling their people that he is.
Who give birth to billions of living souls that are sent to earth in order to learn how to become gods themselves. But the most important Mormon belief is Zion. They believe that in 600 BC, their Jewish ancestors fled Jerusalem, built a boat, and sailed to America, where Jesus Christ visited in 33 AD. Mormons were taught that they must find the New Jerusalem in America, and were told that it will be on Lamanite borders, meaning there will be Native Americans there to deal with. They expanded from New York to Ohio and Missouri, but found it difficult to get along with the locals. After going to war with the Missouri militia, about 10,000 Mormons were forced to leave the state in 1839. They then went to Illinois and established their own city, which soon became one of the largest in Illinois, and was granted a charter that allowed them their own municipal court and a militia. In 1841, over 50 years before Theodore Herzl's first Zionist Congress in Switzerland, the Mormons ceremoniously dedicated Palestine for the return of the Jews.
All right, let me pause it just a second just to throw this in, because we covered Theodore Herzl for a while, but some recent stuff I've learned. You know, you've often heard it attributed to the National Socialists in Germany that they had to come up with the final solution. You hear all of these people who call themselves Jews and are not, that will talk about, he came up with, this is the final solution. The final solution was never brought up in any National Socialist documents. Guess who it was brought up by? Theodore Herzl in the 1800s. Theodore Herzl. It wasn't a guy not claiming to be a Jew. It was one who was claiming to be one. All right? Just keep that in mind.
Also that year, Smith announced that the angel demands polygamy. Within 3 years, he takes on 40 wives, including girls as young as 13. Like the Masonic Order Daughters of Rebecca, they adopt the symbol of the beehive, a symbol of cooperative industry, and Mormons were encouraged to breed and expand. Many took child brides. In 1842, Joseph Smith, who came from a family of Freemasons, was given the rare honor of becoming a Mason on site, meaning that he did not need to do any of the work. Along with other leading church members, Smith was initiated into Freemasonry through all three degrees with the wave of the Illinois Grand Master's wand. Within months, thousands of Mormons were initiated into Freemasonry and were using their lodge to grow members of the Mormon Church. The official Mormon endowment ceremonies were introduced, and they reflected Masonic rituals. In 1844, Joseph Smith announced his candidacy for U.S. presidency, and shortly after, was charged with treason and locked up in an Illinois jail. where he was murdered and fell from the window with the Book of Mormon in hand, as the story goes. Joseph Smith was now a martyr, and his prophecy was proven to be true when the Mormons were forced to leave Illinois in 1846. They then began their exodus to the Utah Territory, where they massacred the indigenous population and found their new Jerusalem. The U.S. government allowed the Mormons the freedom to colonize the West and expand their manifest destiny. But after the dirty work was done, polygamy was federally outlawed, and the once anti-American Mormons became hyper-patriotic and made the all-American nuclear family their new public image. The entire Mormon religion is based on the belief that the world will soon end and that a Jewish state must be created in Palestine. The LDS Church, who identify as descendants of ancient Israel, was the only religious organization to officially support Israel's creation in 1948. In 1989, Mormons founded a university in East Jerusalem. The LDS Church is worth billions today. They are the main contender for the most Zionist organization of America. And Charlie Kirk said that half of his team were Mormons.
Isn't that something? Half of his team were Mormons. And we know that Mormons also have some pretty prominent positions in our government, too. My understanding was in the CIA, that there's a lot there. Of course, you know one of the most famous ones, Mitt Romney, right? He believes this stuff. This is why it's like when conservatives were wanting to put that guy in the White House. I mean, I got death threats. I was a nobody writer at Freedom Outpost, and I got death threats from people for taking Mitt Romney videos and letting him say what he was saying about having open sodomites in the Boy Scouts, about abortion, about money, and about all kinds of stuff. And they didn't like that. They didn't like that one bit. We got to beat Obama. Well, don't jump out of the, you know, frying pan into the fire, man. Good grief. But you have all this stuff going on, and most people don't know some of the theology, some of the thinking that some of these people have. And look, I speak as a man here. I've met some great Mormon people. Many of them have great character, at least what you see, but they've got a faulty gospel. It's not a gospel. It doesn't save them. It's a lie to them. But you can see, here's Mormons. They're tied in here with the Zionism we're talking about. Charlie's at a place, I want to say that UVU is Mormon. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somebody can correct me in there. I was thinking there was ties to that too, and that's why he brought that up at the first. But you have that, and then you got it right back into Zionism. It's got to be about Israel. And boy, I see them milking the Charlie Kirk event for everything it's worth. The idolatry, the pomp, what I think is a setup for Erica Kirk and J.D. Vance, and just look for the ticket. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I'm not speaking for God in that. I'm just saying, I see that. Why would you have Air Force Two and the vice president come up, and you know he's next in line to run, and then there she is, and then all of a sudden they're calling her the most powerful woman in the world, and you're just like, what? It's a little strange. But keep in mind, your government, let me change that. Your servants in the government of the United States think you're an anarchist if you dare bring any of this stuff in, if you dare ask any questions about what's gone on. And it's not just about this. It's about anything. Do it about 9/11. Do it about JFK. Do it about Afghanistan. What about, what was the guy, the football player who went over there, Pat Tillman? Go ask questions about his death. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. They call you names. They don't really refute what you are presenting, but they'll call you names to try to shut you up. Well, some of us have matured past name calling. And the name calling just kind of goes right over my head. Because I'll go, what are you talking about? Why are these things important? We have to be steadfast, and we've got to be steadfast in the midst of just open liars to us who want us to go along with what they're doing, and they're leading us into a trap, and we can't go there. We just can't go there. We're called to be the light of the world. We're called to be the salt of the earth, and the light and the salt don't go in the darkness and towards the lies. That's not what we're supposed to do. So with that said, Bradley will be back with you guys tomorrow, 2 o'clock, for 2 hours, 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 Central, for 2 hours. And then Lord willing, we'll see you back in the morning, 8 a.m. and we'll talk to you then.